Thursday is the day today. Jess picking up a whiteboard marker there. Welcome to the podcast for today.
I'm so sore today, Tim. I've been using my mum bought me little dumbbells for the couch.
Oh, so that you could be doing some exercise.
Yeah, and I've been lifting them and now my arms are really sore.
Well, this is better than what your first version of this was a 1 liter water bottle.
Yes.
Just filled with water and you would just pump
super
up and down.
Super heavy.
Look, creative, I'll give you that, but it looked pathetic when I did physically see you doing it.
The weights don't look that much better.
The weights look cool. Is it just up and down or are you doing up, down, around?
Up, down, around, back and forth, little swimming. That hurts. Just doing that now.
No one can see it. What you are doing, my friend. Look, I promise that you're not going to get garbage conversation like this on the catch up. But the reason we do this is because we want to give a little bit of extra.
Yes.
For those of you that are downloading the catch up, thank you very much. You're our favourite people.
We are going to be chatting about your team for the Botanic to Bridge today and specifically the team that's going to be versing you on Sunday. We'll be giving the results Monday morning on
Gladstone
the show.
Police Force. They're trying to take HitCQ to task and that's a crime in my opinion. They should be arresting themselves. We're going to speak to the police sergeant, Wayne Butcher, aka Butchman. Hey, we can say it on the catch-up, Butchman. He's not going to listen. He's too busy arresting people.
That's true. He had a busy night last night, so he couldn't even join us in the studio.
And look, later in the podcast, I threw an ultimatum straight at your forehead in regards to this tattoo that essentially I'm being forced into getting.
I still haven't made my decision yet. I'm not sure how I'm feeling about it either way.
Well, I guess the only way people are going to find out what the ultimatum is and the result is by listening tomorrow morning on the show or downloading tomorrow's catch up.
Or if you're 3 weeks behind on the catch ups, then just skip ahead.
listen to tomorrow's show. Well, they have to hear this to then move forward. So we have to. The Matrix is too deep.
We've already lost them. They've already clicked over.
Mate, you've lost me. Anyway, enjoy the show. Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ. Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. 2 minutes past six, live around central Queensland. This morning's show is thanks to Botanic to Bridge. Registrations close today, 10 a.m. Hurry up. It's this Sunday. All you need to do is go to botanictobridge.com.au.
Super easy. Anyone can do it. Tim's going to.
Yeah. I found out a couple of mates are doing it.
Oh, that's nice.
And I said, are you running? I said, no. I was like, oh, good. You probably still beat me.
Well, because, you have to try and get it in the quickest time possible. After 8 o'clock, we're going to check in with your competition.
Butchman.
The sergeant of the Gladstone Police, Mr. Wayne Butcher.
He's a busy, busy man. I was texting him earlier saying, mate, do you reckon you'll be able to come into the studio? And he said, no, mate, you're going to have to call me.
Right.
So that's how normally Butchman will drop anything.
He'll drop in.
He'll just drop in and say, g'day, unannounced, kick the door in. But that's a little bit later in the show. I'm excited to see who he's got on his team for Botanic to Bridge this year.
Absolutely. But before we get to all that, Tim.
Oh, yeah.
Today is also a big day because at 12 o'clock, something goes on sale that I cannot wait for. And it is going to sell out.
Sell out?
Yes.
Goes on sale.
It's not my favorite Friday's live tickets. It's one of your favorite brands.
Oh, I thought you said bands. Again, no. Are you sure it's not R&B Fridays?
No, it's finger licking good though.
Oh, don't say that too quick. Just be careful. This is the
Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Who doesn't love KFC, Tim?
I can't see any hands being raised. That means everybody likes KFC.
And KFC have gone one step further now and released a range of merch. It's going on sale today from 12 o'clock.
I've just had a quick squiz. And I was like, oh, what? It'll be like a T-shirt with a logo and a cap, like the normal, what you would consider promotional merch. Boy, was I hippity-hoppity wrong.
They've gone for quintessentially Aussie things.
Yes. Tracky dacks.
Tracky dacks.
Boom.
Lots of different KFC logos all over them.
Yep.
You've also got some sockies.
Mate, you know that one of the things I collect is socks. You know what can change your whole vibe when you're going out?
What's that?
A fun sock. A fun sock can absolutely change your life.
Something for summer, the KFC Colonel Budgie Smugglers. Just $40.
Oh, snuggling
nice,
a couple
nice
of nuggies.
Nice red.
A few nuggies in there.
They've also got KFC scented surf wax.
I saw that. What type
Yum.
Of so? What type of KFC is it? A Zinger Burger? Is it an original fillet?
I think it's just an original fillet. Like it smells like chicken.
You know
that smell you get when you drive past a KFC and it just like hits you in the car.
Oh, there's the good smell when you're inside the KFC and there's the bad smell when you drive behind the KFC.
Nah, when you drive past a KFC and it hits you and you go, oh, hang on a second, and you like cause a car accident to turn and do nutties.
All right, that's not fun. Let's not say that.
All of the proceeds from all of this merch goes to a great cause. KFC have just launched a foundation, the KFC Youth Foundation.
Okay.
And all the money's going to help out kids in need.
Now, for those of you that, all right, yeah, this is great. All right, the tracky dacks, they're $40. The socks, they're $10. You can buy yourself some pins. They're only a few bucks. There is an ultimate KFC superfan out there that I know is going to make this purchase. It is the most expensive item that is possible for the KFC merchandise in their new range. KFC surfboard.
$3,000. Unbelievable.
Imagine.
Is that cheap for a surfboard? Oh. Like, it must be a pretty good one.
Oh, yeah. I think they're definitely reaching for the high end on the market. Imagine Mick Fanning winning the world championships in surfing. Sally Fitzgibbons winning the world surfing championships. The KFC board.
I'm not going for the KFC surfboard. I'll be going for the finger-licking good necklace.
You can wear that while you're cutting some fresh waves, homie.
Gnarly, bro. Is that what surfers do?
Yeah, I haven't surfed in a long time.
Me either.
Anyway, hang 10. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ, bruh.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
People who share revenge porn could spend now up to 7 years in prison under new laws cracking down on online creeps.
Good.
Good.
Absolutely good.
Because I haven't done that much research in like revenge porn and sharing images that people don't approve of. But normally it's just kind of like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. You're a bad person. Like, don't do that again.
Tisk, tisk, slap on the wrist.
There you go, police force. Australian Federal Police. Use that as your next slogan. So now fines also up to $500,000, over $500,000, for corporations and $100,000 fines for individuals.
Right.
If they're caught sharing images without people's consent, which is super important.
Absolutely. Especially when, you know, like if you are sending pictures like that, you obviously don't expect them to go further than the person you're sending them to.
So obviously, it's all pending on the case, but one of these would carry a maximum jail term of 5 years, while repeat offenders could spend the 7 years in the prison. So the office that takes on these complaints just this year by June had already had 119 inquiries and 241 reports about images that were available across many different websites without people's permission
and
consent.
That seems low to me.
In Australia.
Right, okay.
Not in the world.
It still seems low. I would have thought
That's the only ones that are being reported.
Right,
because a lot of people don't know that, like, so-and-so's sharing around a photo or a video of me. There's nothing I can do besides message them. And it's filthy. And images were 79% female and 21% male.
Wow.
And unfortunately, this one is a terrible stat. One in three cases, the victims were under 18 when the photos were taken.
Yeah, see, that's alarming, isn't it?
That's not good.
But there's a lot of youngins that don't understand it, Tim, and that would be sending stuff like this.
I am fully on the bandwagon of the best way for your photos to not be shared is don't take the photos.
I understand that
everyone's entitled to do what they want, but...
And you might trust this person now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I'm with you fully on that one. I don't ever send anything out because I'm terrified of the cloud.
Yeah. And, to be fair, you have to have someone to send them to.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I don't send my man boobs to my girlfriend anymore because I don't know what she's going to do with them. It's not funny. It's not fair. But you can read up the full story at hits.com.au. There's heaps of information because, obviously, this is something that's very serious, specifically in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to go anymore.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Last night was the premiere episode of The Bachelor with the honey badger himself,
yes.
Nick Cummins.
Yes.
You didn't watch the episode, Tim.
I don't watch any Bachelor/Bachelorette episodes.
But even you know that calling someone a Jared is probably the worst insult you can.
Yes. I don't know what season this Jared terminology started, but apparently Jared was, look, from all accounts, what we understand, lovely guy.
Yeah, absolutely lovely.
Too keen.
So keen.
Just a bit too keen.
And this is what we want to talk about because there was a lovely lady named Cassie last night. It took her approximately 3 seconds to become just the biggest keto well, on the history of the planet.
If can I have a real moment? I think the whole premise of the show is wrong. Because
right.
essentially they're going, all right, whether it's the guys or girls, they get like 20 blokes, 20 girls, and they say, all right, you're all going to have feelings for this one person. What yeah. if they don't like The Bachelor or they don't
well,
like
they
The
Well, they can leave at any time.
Well, they don't. Has anyone ever done it?
Yeah.
Or do they just go... When
Last
go,
year, one of the girls left the first episode.
Good, because otherwise it's just like what I imagine would happen is they go, oh, sorry,
yeah.
Kez, you didn't get a rose. He goes, well, I didn't like him anyway.
Well, see, like...
And that's backtracking.
A lot of the girls were playing it very cool last night, you know, trying to keep it...
Mate, from what I heard, someone played it very cool, so cool they jumped in the pool.
Yes, yes, they did. But I want to talk about Cassie because she is the one that apparently knew Nick before the show.
Sure, that's allowed. People are allowed to know each other.
Well, they have met before, and speculation, they've dated a few times. And now she's rocked up on the show, and within 5 minutes of talking to Nick, she said that she'd written his name in a dream journal, and she had summoned this moment.
Send her home.
Keen! Too keen!
You just hear him saying, cut the roses. Cut the roses out.
His face looked like he wanted to run. Like his soul had run out of his body and he had escaped the moment.
Way too keen.
It was super keen. Like even on my standards, I'm always a bit of a keno on a first date.
But not even in dates. You're keno in life.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna go,
that's how you have to live. Go hard.
If you're gonna go, go hard. Absolutely. look, all right. 13, 12, 16. Are you a bit too keen?
Yes.
Or were you a bit too keen in a new relationship?
How did you scare someone away?
Keeno.
By being just a bit too keen.
13, 12, 16. Were you too keen when you started dating? 13, 12, 16. We are asking, were you a bit too keen?
Yes. On a first date, sometimes things can get a little bit, I don't know, intense, especially if you're on The Bachelor. And Cassie last night, one of the Bachelor girls, apparently knows Nick from a previous life. They had gone on a few dates. She told him last night, no word of a lie, that she had written his name in a dream journal in an effort to summon him.
Not cool. Now, you always claim that I'm too keen.
Yeah.
Give me an example of me being too keen. With my current girlfriend, when we were starting dating, I had to be unkeen because everything was so up in the air because she was so fresh out of a relationship.
Do you really want me to throw you on the bus for this one?
Do it.
You went onto her Instagram.
Oh, mate, we've talked about this.
Liked a photo,
yes.
Unliked it, yes. Just so that she could see that you had liked it again.
Yes. I've spoken about that on the show. That is...
And you're telling me that's not just a bit too keen.
Oh, mate, I'm no Cass, but, you know...
It's up there.
Here we are. And we want to find the biggest keenos around central Queensland.
Oh, yeah.
And we've had Elle call through from Rocky on 13, 12, 16. Elle, were you just a bit too keen?
Yeah, I went on a date with this guy and, like, just loved him so much instantly. And then when I got home... I messaged him once and he didn't reply.
Oh, no.
So I messaged him again.
Oh, no,
Al,
stop.
He didn't reply. And then the next morning I woke up and I was like, he still hasn't replied, but I just, like, was so super keen that I messaged him a third time.
Did you send the passive-aggressive, that ?
No. I tried to just come up with new reasons. Like, we spoke about something, like, what we like to eat for breakfast. And so the next morning I was like, oh, I've just had some avocado.
Oh, Al.
Like, looking back on it, I can't believe it.
Oh, honey. Oh, and you never heard from him again?
No, well, he finally responded at like 3 p.m. the next day, but then it definitely fizzled. He was ghosting me hard.
Oh, sorry. He was just helping my brother move. You know, he was just helping him move at 4 a.m.
He was probably freaked out. Hey, mate. Like,
I learned my lesson, that's for sure.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe a little bit worse than Cassie last night. I don't know. Did you put his name in a dream journal?
I'm not watching Cassie last night. I was like, oh, God, I'm her.
Yeah. No. Don't put that on yourself.
We've all been a Cassie at some point.
You get the silver medal. Cassie gets the gold. Thanks for your call, though, Elle.
Thanks, guys.
No worries.
Meanwhile, if Elle and Cassie can do this, maybe I should just start writing footballers' names in my journal.
No,
and hopes of summoning
not
someone.
A good idea. You know what's worrying? What Elle just said has reminded me that maybe I was too keen in a past life.
What do you mean?
With a girl that I went on a few dates with many years ago.
What did you do?
We were meant to catch up on like an afternoon. And so I just like, are you ready for the Savo?
Oh, no.
There's nothing.
Oh, like, Tim, no.
See you at 3.
Oh, God.
On my way.
Oh, Tim.
What time do you think you'll get here?
Oh, God.
And the next morning. Is everything okay?
Hang on, wait. She just didn't show up.
Ghosted. Never heard from her again. And that's why.
That is my favourite Tim
story
ever.
That's why you shouldn't date hairdressers.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Quick one. Your bud, Maddie. She's visiting. She flies in this morning.
She's on a plane right now. I'm so excited.
So you just told me something just mildly interesting. Not a big thing. You said, so you have a 3-bedroom house, correct?
Yeah.
You have 2 spare rooms?
Yes.
Where's your friend sleeping?
In my bed. She's my best mate.
Sure.
This is not weird. Don't make it weird.
I'm not. It's just I feel like there's other viable options, especially because you get up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it make sense for her to be in the room that's not with the alarm?
I have made up the spare bed, and I said to her, you can sleep in the spare room. She was like, what do you mean? We've always just shared a bed whenever we go anywhere. Like, we holiday together quite a fair bit, and every time we share the bed. In when we went to Thailand together, we had two big double beds, and we pushed them together so that we could sleep next to each other.
Jeez. You two would save a heap on toilet paper.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And if you're a music fan, November 3rd is a great date for you because coming to the GECC in Gladstone is Damium. She was on The X Factor. She's done Eurovision in 2016. She's released heaps of music.
She's a powerhouse. And finally, we're getting her here in Central Queensland.
That's right. Thank you very much for joining us on the show. We've got her right now. Thanks, Dami.
Hey, everyone. Hey, guys.
Now, Dami, obviously very well known for doing Eurovision a few years ago in 2016, representing Australia. What we want to know is, how did Eurovision actually help with, like, your stage show that you're doing currently? Like, you're touring around Australia. How has that affected your performances since then?
For starters, I get a lot more people come and watch me. So that's the biggest difference, I would say, in terms of the performance. Well, you know, I guess, like, when I was performing on Eurovision, like, it was such an amazing experience, in the way that it was live on television to, you know, 200 million people. So that's a huge deal, like all these different countries. So they made us rehearse and do camera blocking, like, at least, you know, 5 times before each performance. And we did that almost every single day. Nice. And there was actually about, you know, like 1,000 people involved in the crew and making everything happen. So it was just all of that, going through that and, you know, performing in front of all these different crowds and around. They also have like a thing called Euro Village where they like make like a little, you know, like an Olympic Village or something.
Stop
before
it.
Their
That's cool.
Oh my God, I want to go to the Euro Village.
Yeah, and then, yeah, people just hang out, eat, and then you get to perform there and actually meet the people. And like all of those performances, I think it's really helped me to, you know, it taught me to connect with my audience and be able to sing no matter, like, what circumstance or how tired you are or all of that. So that was, like, in terms of training, it was awesome.
Your first show after Eurovision, were you kind of, like, looking for the spider camera that was flying past on a zip line? You're like, oh, wait, I missed the cue. Where'd that guy go?
Kind of. It you know, it affects you because the way you perform on television is sometimes it's different to, you know, live because you got to look at the camera and, you know, you got to find where it's coming from. Like, as you said, when it's flying across, you got to catch it and not miss it. So when I was performing, you know, live, you know, back on the ground, I was like, it sort of, you know, I had to remind myself to look at the real people, not, you know, the cameras or whatever, because it just looks fake.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, speaking of real people, if you don't mind sticking around, we're going to go throw to a song. And then on the other side of that song, we will chat about your upcoming shows right here in Central Queensland.
Beautiful.
All right, it's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Dami still joining us on the phone. Dami, your album, I Hear a Song, it's a very special album, peaked at number 3 on the ARIA charts here earlier this year. Now, you're doing your own renditions of other massive artists like Beyonce, Aretha Franklin. What was it like selecting the songs that you were going to be doing for yourself?
Basically, with this album, the main goal was to connect with my roots, you know, because I was doing music before people got to know me through Eurovision or X Factor. I was playing the piano all my life and I was singing local restaurant and I studied a bit of jazz as well. So I wanted to showcase some of that kind of the musician side of me, not just, you know, big dresses and glitz and glamour. So I went on my piano and just sang these, you know, some of my favorite songs through and selected the ones that really gelled and felt quite natural. And it became this album where, you know, it's got a bit of a jazz flavor to it and it's really stripped back. And I got to sing some of my favorite tunes and I guess a lot of tunes that many people already know and familiar with.
A lot of people wouldn't know that you are such a fantastic pianist as well. So are you going to be whipping out the piano on the stage when you're here in Central Queensland?
Definitely, definitely. So, yeah, that's what I love to do, just sit at the piano, behind the piano and sing. And that's, I feel like the piano feels like an extension to my body. So, yeah, in my shows on this tour, yeah, I want to just be able to do that and sing these beautiful songs and in the way that feels the most natural to me. So, yeah.
Now, your show is at the GECC in Gladstone, Saturday, November 3rd. It's your I Hear a Song tour. Now, as you were just saying, you grew up playing the piano. You love the classical music style. Did you ever have the dream of growing up as a rock star and, like, stage diving and doing a crowd surf amongst your fans? Like, what's the classical Dami Im version of a crowd surfing?
Wow. I mean, when that day comes, like, I'm crowd surfing. I mean, yeah, I've come a long way already, but that's a whole nother step for me.
Okay.
But I dreamed of being, like, a pretty dancing pop star when I was little, when I was young.
I feel like and Love then, on Top, that's the one we could get it happening.
Oh, yeah. And,
but then dancing-wise, I'm so unco. Like, I try, but not much of a dancer, but... You know, I can groove, like I can move, but not a good dancer. But yeah, so that dream kind of didn't work out. So I think that's an art form.
I think that's the beauty of the stage dive. Oh, you don't have to be a good dancer.
How about this, Dami? So when you get into town on November 3rd, we might be able to organise a gentle crowd surf for you at one point. Would
not
you
like
be interested
a rock
in
one.
That? No, like a very gentle.
A gentle one where they just carry you through the crowd and back onto the stage and no one gets hurt.
Only like a 3 metre return.
I mean, that would be amazing. That would be so cool. But we've got to warn the audience because I'm quite tall. And
leave it with us, Dami.
We'll speak to our people. We'll see what we can do. If you want to check out Dami Im with her I Hear a Song tour, go to gecc.com.au. Thank you very much. We're really looking forward to seeing you in town, Dami Im.
I can't wait to get there. Thanks, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, 50 Cent might be in danger.
Oh, my goodness. He was in danger today in Brooklyn this morning. 50 Cent was on the set of his new music video. And a guy in a white Porsche, is being reported, drove past and fired 11 shots at where he was shooting the music video. Pretty terrifying stuff. He's doing a new song with, of course, Tekashi 69. Not familiar with that new artist, but they're on set. Over 100 people there. You know, we've talked about this. 50 Cent and I, we've had a lot of interviews. He's always got a gigantic entourage. His bodyguards are enormous. So I don't think he was ever in a lot of real danger because he's always surrounded by so many people. But the good news is this, no one got hit and the police are investigating as we speak.
It's great to see that obviously he's safe, but this could be pretty traumatic for the guy because he got shot 9 times when he was a teenager.
Yes, he'd be very, very used to this kind of situation. But he's really kind of changed his ways. You know, this guy, you've got to read his book called 50 Years Power. It is so incredibly good. He's a smart, successful, great guy. So I kind of feel like he's not as badass as he used to be, you know, 50 Cent.
Might get a good song out of it.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Just saying. I'm just saying it's life experience.
All right. One half of the show is glad to hear he's okay. So we really appreciate you filling us in with all the info. Thanks, Deanie.
Bye, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Nobody likes someone that says they're going to commit and then pulls out at the last minute.
Yeah.
I like to think that, for the most part, if I say I'm going to do something, by jingoes me, am I going
to
do it.
We had a lot of trouble with this when we used to play indoor netball.
Yeah.
Getting a team together for indoor netball, super, super difficult every week.
It is easier to win millionaire hot seat than get a social team together sometimes. And this is exactly what I want to focus on. I committed to something without looking at a calendar. And that is just for me, like my life is run by a calendar.
We have a massive calendar in this room. Yeah.
And you never look at it.
No, I look at it. I don't remember it. But like when I'm planning things, like most people, you check the calendar to make sure your dates don't cross. So about a month ago, I committed to playing indoor volleyball with some buddies that I play footy with. And they were like,
why would you commit to more indoor sport when you barely showed up to netball?
Because I was done with netball. We made a team with the radio station. You're all crap. I was the best player by far.
Wow.
And so I was excited to play volleyball. Football had just finished. I was like, oh, here's a fun way to keep fit, keep catching up with some mates. Games were on Thursday. I was like, well, the last 6 months of my life, Thursdays have been as free as a bird.
Sure.
Just so happens, the last four Thursdays, I have been not available to play.
Oh, not just
like, sorry, couldn't play. Have been in Emerald.
Yep.
Have been in Rockhampton.
Sure.
Have been in Agnes Water. Like, there's just been so many different work things, and because I didn't check the calendar.
Mate,
and
it always has been busy Thursday on a night. Thursday.
Where were we last Thursday?
Emerald.
Where were we the Thursday before?
Rocky.
Where were we the Thursday before that?
At home.
Yeah, maybe I was just a bad friend 1 week, but I am that guy now. Because last night I caught up with
somebody. You're the guy that says, I'm coming, and then you don't show up.
So what has happened now is, again, tonight, they were like, oh, who's in for volleyball? And I was like, yeah, I am. And you're like, are you excited to go to Yipoon on Friday? And I was like, damn it.
Yep. We're doing the show from Yipoon tomorrow.
Doing the show from Yipoon tomorrow morning. So I can't play volleyball again. So I'm that guy in the social sports team. So 13, 12, 16. What did you sign up for but didn't do?
Oh, this is brilliant.
What did you sign up for that you didn't even... Like, if I can get there once... I think the season's going to be over, though, by the time that I get involved.
I signed up at the local yoga gym here in yoga centre. What do they call it?
Yoga
place. Yoga? Yes, yeah. Soul Power Yoga. I signed up. And a week later, did my ACL.
Good
so ever since I signed up, I have not used my membership once.
You're a bad friend. And the yoga business is hating on you for it.
So I've got my money.
Yeah. Fair enough. 13, 12, 16, what did you sign up for that you didn't do? 13, 12, 16, what did you sign up for that you didn't do? Signed up for a volleyball team with some mates from footy. 4 weeks in a row now I haven't been able to go.
Right.
3 weeks, so 3 weeks I haven't been able to go. 1 week I didn't.
So they've been going well without you then?
I have been paying that little attention that I don't even know if we're winning, if we're losing, if this is
I've seen you play volleyball. They're better off without you, in my opinion.
You really want to go there? Yeah. Your volleyball skills?
Yeah.
What happened the one time we played on a volleyball team together?
What do you mean?
When you essentially you think it's like netball where you have to plant your feet and you don't run. You go, oh, I couldn't get it, guys.
I'm great at serving,
I couldn't get it. Oh. A legal serve would be good out of
here. Okay.
We'll teach you. We'll get someone on the phone that knows how to play volleyball. But, yeah, because, again, 4 weeks now, and this will be the fifth week that I won't have played. I think the season's over after six. Or do I just rock up and say finals?
Yes.
Hero?
I don't think you're allowed to play finals unless you've
haven't qualified.
Yeah.
This is a problem. And I'm the worst type of person because normally I, like, try to commit to everything that I say. This one's just been unlucky.
Meanwhile, I need to grab that audio and just isolate that. I am the worst kind of person. You've just admitted to it.
All right. Well, if you figure out how to use the computer and save audio, go nuts, homie. But we've had Ash call through from Rocky on 13, 12, 16. Ash, what did you sign up for that you didn't do?
Well, it's actually been the last 3 years.
Oh. This is a long-term
one. That's a big one.
Britannic to Bridge.
Britannic to Bridge. The last 3 years you've signed up and you didn't do it.
Last 3 years.
Hang on, wait.
Is this the 3 kilometre or the 8 kilometre course?
Oh, no, they're only the 3 kilometre.
So, wait, Ash, are you signed up for this year?
Yes.
Are you going to do it? You can't do 4 years in a row.
Well, every year I sign up with a friend. And
oh, yep. That friend bails. Everyone you don't want to do it again.
But this year, I've been training for it.
Okay.
So, Ash, are you like commit? Are you going to do it?
I'm going to do it this year.
What would stop you?
Put it on the radio. She has to do
it. What would stop you from doing it? I feel like there's too many options by that response.
Yeah. I was going to say if there was a good TV show on or something.
Just the Rugrats were on. I thought, why not? There's always next year.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Central Queensland, especially the northern parts, well known for having a small population of crocodiles.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a crocodile in real life. I don't think I've ever seen one in a zoo or an aquarium.
I might have seen one in a zoo once.
Well, when you went to Cairns.
Yeah, I reckon.
They're big creatures, from what I understand.
Never
the salties.
Seen one in the wild.
The saltwater. I imagine seeing a live crocodile, like just out and about in a river, would be one of the most scary things you could ever see, because everyone knows what a croc can do.
And moving here to central Queensland, the first thing you notice when you go to a beach here is they've always got a sign warning potential crocodiles. And you go, when was the last time you saw a crocodile?
You expect that more up north of Yeppoon and towards Mackay in that area. There is a small population up there in the Fitzroy River and that. But you don't expect it very often down, say, Tanham Sands, Gladstone region. And in the last few days, there's been a few different reports of crocodiles, salties, in Gladstone and in Tanham Sands. Yes. And it is pretty alarming. There was a report in the Narrows, which is a little bit north of Gladstone. And then on Monday, a woman, Miss Towner, Nancy Towner, has said that she saw a crocodile at the mouth of the Boyne River.
Whoa.
That is
Too close for comfort.
Yeah. Last March, in March 2017, there was a sighting near Bray Park at the boat ramp there.
Really?
And this is the first official sighting since then. There was no footage, no photography, but I feel like you can't muck around and you're not going to mistake a crocodile.
No one's making that up. Like, what? How would they get? No. Tim, send them away. I don't want them here.
Well, it alarmed me, because every other day I take my dog for a walk at that exact spot, and I let her, I walk in the water and I let her swim in the water alongside me. So that's slightly alarming, but I'm not letting it control me. I'm just being extra alert, which is what you need to be.
Your red dog, Remy, would absolutely go to town for you. She would just be like, friend, new friends.
But she wouldn't even try to defend herself or protect me. She would just go up and just like bop it on its nose with its paw, because she likes to, anytime she comes up to anyone, she likes to handshake. She'll be like,
sure.
Hi, my name is Remy. It's because something I wanted to train into her, because I thought it would be funny. And it turns out I was 100% correct. She would go up to the crocodile and just extend her hand. Do you know what the most frustrating thing is, though?
What?
I haven't taught her. For some reason, she always reaches out with her left hand. So that, like, you shake your hand with your right hand.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, what a dumb dog.
Oh, well, she's looking at her dumb owner, the lefty.
I am left-handed, so maybe that's where she picked it up. But obviously, just take care wherever you are around central Queensland. Mm. There's no fear, there's no shame in just being a little extra cautious, because you don't want it to go brain.
If anyone spots one, send us a message.
Send us a photo.
Find us on Facebook, just search for HitCQ and let us know if you've seen one.
Exactly, so that we can share and make sure people are more aware.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
The Botanic to Bridge is this Sunday, and essentially where we're at right now is that HitCQ is going up against the Gladstone Police Force, four on each team. Yeah.
After you kicked Sergeant Wayne Butcher off your team, Tim.
He deserved it. He gets everything. So it's about time that it was up against
He's
him.
He's retaliated by forming a team of his own and vowing to defeat you this Sunday.
And it will. Whoever wins will be the team with the combined lowest total of time for all four individuals. Yes. So it's like golf. You want the lowest score.
I'll be doing the tally. But before this Sunday, we need to find out from Butchman who he's rallied for Team Wayne Butcher.
That's right. Team Police Central Queensland, Team Gladstone. He joins us on the phone now. Thanks for joining us, Butchman.
Yeah, good morning. How are we all?
Yeah, we're going good. How's your preparation been?
Very badly at the moment, but had a tough couple of days, and I've got myself an injury as well, so.
Not what we want to hear just before we go up against him.
I mean, Chase.
No, I know, but I've got some very good replacements anyway.
Okay. See, I was going to say chasing criminals is probably a great way to prepare for a fun run, but now, would you like to reveal who is going to be on your team? Because from what I'm hearing is that it doesn't sound like Sergeant Wayne Butcher is going to be on that team.
No, I've had to withdraw, unfortunately, due to unexpected things coming around. But look, I've given you a bit of a chance.
Okay.
I've recruited some people who are probably around my standard of fitness.
Right.
You're not very kind to your team.
But they're building in preparation. So,
okay.
So I've got my next door neighbour, Paul and Allison.
what's her name?
Paul and Allison.
Paul and Allison.
He's lovely.
I love that he's just gone, oh, crap, we need team
members.
Hey, Paul, Allison,
They're in their mid-40s. They like to keep fit, so hopefully they're ready to have a run on Sunday. I've got myself a lovely mother of a couple of kids, and she's just started back exercising, so she's keen to have a gallop in the 8K to see if she can get there. And I've recruited a gun 16-year-old.
Yeah.
A good little mate of mine who plays touch with us and is a good family friend. So.
See, he's going to be the one to beat.
This is the link. He's the Mark of the police team.
Yes.
We've got a guy on our team, Butchman. His name's Mark, and we're just fully putting it all on him to get the shortest time.
He has run the Gold Coast Marathon, so he's the one to beat.
He was bragging, so I was like, mate, if you want to brag, you get the responsibility.
What's the name of this 16-year-old hotshot?
He's Lockie Blake. Lachlan Blake.
Lockie Blake is the one to beat.
Triathlons and he's bike riding and all that sort of stuff. So,
Lockie could bring it home for the team.
I did have a little jet ready to roll. He, young Joey Bebendorf, he's a local kid here who runs like the wind, but he's taken the 3K on because he's keen to win and get the cash for his new garment. So he's rushed me.
Smart.
So he's rushed my team for the cash in the 3K event. So.
Have you got any confidence in your team that the combined scores will be lower than the combined times of the Hit CQ team?
I can virtually guarantee that my times will be lower.
That's confident.
All right.
That is absolute confidence. Well, make sure they're registered. The registrations close at what, 10 today?
No, they're all in Thursday today, so registrations close today, I think, at midday.
Excellent.
All right. Well, we won't see you this Sunday, but I'm sure we'll speak to you at some point very soon. Thank you very much, Wayne Butcher.
Who's going to do the tallying? That's what I want to know.
You will find out next week.
I will be doing the tallying. We'll have you on the show next Monday, if that's okay, and I'll reveal the results.
Beautiful.
All right, thanks, Butchman.
Lovely. Thanks, buddy. See you.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
This week has been a journey for many people across central Queensland, none bigger than myself, because I feel like I've been excluded from a conversation about a tattoo that is going on my body.
Excluded?
Yes.
I kept you in the loop the entire way. Leading up to booking in a tattoo with your Poon Tattoo Studio. Lex is going to take care of you this afternoon.
So Lex is going to give me a tattoo this afternoon in your Poon.
Yes.
That rhymes, so I'm okay with it. But it was decided by chance yesterday with the Wheel of Fortune. There was many...
Again, I let you select which body parts were on the wheel. You were part of this process the whole way. I may have given you a gentle nudge, but you jumped off that bridge yourself.
Our general manager called me and was like, mate, are you okay? I was like, yeah, buddy, I understand. I'm happy to get it. But there is something that I want to put forward.
Okay.
Well, the reason we were doing this, right, is because you said that I made a claim that if I ever win a footy grand final, mm-hmm. I would get the club logo tattooed on me.
Absolutely.
And
we both said that at the start of our footy season.
In my mind, whenever this has been something since I was a kid, I was always going to get it on the ankle.
Okay.
I was always going to get it on the ankle.
Sure.
And the fact that it has been moved to my upper thigh, it's not sitting well with me. So I propose moving it to the ankle. I know this goes against the show rules of committing.
We spun the wheel, Tim.
I know. So it's on you. I am formally requesting that the
request
tattoo...
Request denied. What do you mean?
Let me finish. I'm formally requesting, because I will get this tattoo,
right?
But now I'm putting an ultimatum.
Okay.
You have all the keys. You have all the scones. Everything's in your control right now.
What has this got to do with scones?
Either I get the tattoo on my ankle...
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't get it at all. I've decided to be in charge.
What kind of ultimatum is that?
It's one or the other, mate.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? I just put it out pretty clearly.
We spun the wheel.
Yes.
We both agreed that when we're spinning the wheel, you would select what body parts go on the wheel. And if it comes up on that body part, that's where you get the tattoo.
I understand. But here we are. This has always been about the whole meaning of it. And it doesn't feel
right. That you
it doesn't. No. It doesn't feel right if it's not on my ankle. I'm still willing to get the tattoo.
What do you mean it doesn't feel right?
Because that's where it goes. That's where in my brain, since a 14-year-old, when I thought of this, that's where it's always had been. And now, the fact that not by my own admission, it's being moved to my upper thigh, I am just requesting that it's on my ankle. I'll still get it done.
So if I don't say that you can get it done your ankle, then you're not getting it done at all.
Yeah.
Can I have the shot, can I have a think?
Can you have a think?
And then we'll see whether you get it done this arvo, because I need to weigh up my options here. Because I mean, you're disappointing me, you're disappointing Central Queensland.
I'm still getting the tattoo, it's just not where you want it.
No, but you're not getting it if it's not in the place you want it.
Yeah, exactly. What's the difference between...
I'm not giving you my answer just yet. I need some time to think.
Okay. Stick around.
Can't
Tim and Jess
this.
On Hits. Thank you.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hits.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and Central Queensland, and the Cappers have a brand new head coach.
That's right, David Fiumu. I apologise. And we're trying to get him on the show. I need to really specify. Fiona.
I'd really like to help you out, but I'm not even going to try to attempt it. He was the assistant coach for the Capras this year.
Yes.
And after Kim has stepped down as the head coach.
Kim Williams, yep.
For next year, he has stepped into the role.
That's good. He's hiring Fiumu.
Mm-hmm.
Fiumu.
A lot of applications went into 20, this one.
25 people applied, but I think it's great because... He has obviously been at the club. He is a former NRL player for the Cowboys, so he knows his stuff. He knows the players, and I think he can really turn the team around for 2019.
Obviously, I'm a little bit salty that I didn't get the call up. I did apply.
Out of you and David Fiumu?
Yeah, maybe I'll get the assistant coach role.
Oh, there's always next year, mate. I'll put in a good word for you on your application.
Thanks, buddy.
That's all
Cheers.
Right. We're going to try and get him on the show tomorrow so he can talk about how excited he is for the new role.
You can check out that story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
Coming up next, obviously something we've been focusing on a fair bit this week is the tattoo that I'm getting apparently today, this afternoon.
It is happening 3:00. I've got it all booked in.
All right. I have one last thing I'd like to say, and I would like to hear your response.
Right. You're not backing out now.
I'm not backing
You've
out.
You've signed all the forms.
I'm not backing out. Yes, I've signed the forms. So, and as I have never done, I will never break a contract. Thank you, Telstra. but I want to put something forward, and let's just riff it out. Just have a chat.
All right.
Because I have a few things that I'd like to put forward.
I am concerned.
Yeah, fair enough.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hits.
About to head off for the day. Tomorrow we're going to be at Yeppoon Coffee Club. Make sure you come on down and say good day.
But before that, if you have been collecting the Coles Little Shop, you need to have a listen up right now because I have got a little proposition for everyone.
Sure. Now, these are the miniature... products, I guess. I'm not a massive fan.
Yeah, so it's little products. They're best sellers from Coles, I guess.
Don't get me wrong. It's a great marketing scheme.
Yeah, it absolutely is because you have to spend $30 in store to get each little token.
It's a collectible. It's a collectible. Absolutely gets people in hook, line, and
There's
sinker.
A very elusive one, the Coles Little Down Hand.
Oh, yeah.
They've only got 1,000 of those released. And if you find one of those, you get a $100 voucher for Coles as well.
Oh, my word.
So a lot of people, Coles have come out yesterday and said there's still 700 of those available haven't been claimed.
It's only been the tip of the iceberg for these down hands.
Oh, yeah. And I have a little proposition for CQ. We are going to be in Yeppoon tomorrow morning from the coffee club.
I was just saying.
I have got a little Pantene shampoo bottle.
Sure.
I'm suggesting... I'm going to bring my little Pantene shampoo bottle along because I'm not collecting
them. Don't wash your hair with it.
I don't care. I've been giving them away left, right and centre.
All right, money
Whatever. I'm not collecting them. I don't care. So I've got a little Pantene shampoo bottle. If you need the Pantene shampoo bottle for your collection, come and see me at the coffee club in Yeppoon. It's yours.
Is it a trade or is it you're just going to give it away
to
first person?
Just give it away. Whoever comes in first, the Pantene bottle's theirs.
The Pantene from the Pantoo?
Yes.
Wow. I feel like there's a catch because you're not offering this nice.
No catch. No catch at all. I've been giving them away. The girls at footy, their kids are collecting them. They don't need a Pantene bottle.
All right.
If you need one, give us a call.
Coffee club. No, don't give us a call. Come and see us at the coffee club tomorrow in Yeppoon. Anyway, after your trickery, we just got to get out of here, man. We'll be at the coffee club, as we said, in Yeppoon tomorrow morning from 5. Until then, hooroo.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.